This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
What does the Dairy Margin Coverage Program look like for this upcoming year? Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday is sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. From a recent PDPW Dairy Signal, we get an update from Leonard Polzine, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
There's a lot of questions right now on what that looks like for the coming year and when enrollments happen. So we did get the extension, right, that will go through to the fall here of the program that Congress passed. However, there's not been a sign-up date released yet. FSA is working on it, and they're pulling together some details and, doing their best to get that process rolling so that way we can get some of the updates that were proposed recently in there and getting that sign-up out. So as soon as it does, I know we talked with FSA on some different outreach activities and getting, that information in people's hands as quickly and efficiently as possible as soon as it comes out. So if it seems like you haven't heard anything, that's why, is because there's not a lot of information to share quite yet. Other than that, there is a program. It will continue, but we're just kind of waiting on sign up dates and when that will be rolled out. So as markets kind of been hit on the feed input side here, that's going to have quite a bit of impact on our payments. So I do know that one discussion I have with producers often on the DMC side is they're like, hey, our margins on the farm level really haven't changed, especially if you grow a lot of your own feed, right? But the market for that feed has changed and went down, and that influences your payment, right? So I think you're going to see, even if on paper it looks like margins might be coming back a little bit if they're above that 950 level, right? I think that it's still good to be aware that on the farm level, there still could be, definitely some operations out there that aren't seeing that margin hit their pocketbook the way that it looks on paper. So especially if you're, an input supplier, a lender, or somebody like this, right, who doesn't see the numbers come across in the bills and the kitchen table sort of impact there, even though it might look like some margins are coming back, I think that there's certainly some operations that it's going to take time, right, in order to see that checkbook change a bit. So especially as we get into the spring here, and we're looking at input costs again, that very well could paint a different picture for income over feed cost, right, for a lot of these operations, if kind of depending on where some of these input costs fall. With that, I think, again, big picture, if we take a look at where we're at in the industry, the big things, again, DMC, information will be coming out on that. No sign up quite yet. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. My very good hunch is that the recommendation would be to sign up again. I think there's enough reasons and there's a good enough story at the moment in the markets to say that there's enough opportunity for downside risk that utilizing that program in order to offset some of that could very likely be a wise choice. So I'd keep that in mind. The other things happening in the industry right now is the FMMOs, Federal Marketing Order hearings, to look at reforming, adjusting some of the ways that the formulas happen and taking a look at some of that regulation. So hearings are still happening even as we speak at the moment, right? So we're looking at some different class one things at the moment. And until kind of the record has been established, USDA has looked at it and, come out with their ruling, their guidance, if you will. There's no definitives as of yet of what that will specifically be and some of the impacts there. But I do encourage you to keep an eye out for some of that as it comes out. As I think it's safe to say there will be an impact on producers' milk checks, right? But until we know some of the more finalized details, it'll be a little bit difficult to say specifically. I know there are some other individuals and different institutions that have put out information. There was an excellent article in Hordes recently that talks about that. So if you're interested, I think, worth the read. So that's kind of the big high-level pictures of what's happening at the moment.
Comments from Leonard Polzine, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin Extension. On a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear for free in its entirety simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.